think it was expected that he was going to resign in the circumstances that he found himself. I think it would have been very difficult for him to have continued as chairman of the Select Committee, given the areas that we consider, including drugs and prostitution. I think everyone's entitled to a private life, but I think that if you are chairing or a member of a committee that considers sensitive subjects like prostitution and like drugs, and when there are allegations that you've been involved in those things, whether or not those allegations are true or not, if they have some credibility, then it's not really tenable for you to continue in a role scrutinising the government's policy in those areas. So for those reasons, I think Keith Fazz was right to tender his resignation, and the work of the committee in those areas, which was very important, will continue.